News. French shooting suspects killed, but authorities remain vigilant. And Nigerians launch a counter against Boko Haram. I'm Joe Palca, reporting from Washington. French authorities say the two suspects in this week's Charlie Hebdo attack have been killed, and their hostage was freed during a police raid north of Paris. A separate raid in the capital killed another gunman holding multiple hostages at a kosher supermarket, but police say four hostages were killed during that operation. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has more from the French capital.
Police launched the double assault late Friday afternoon, killing the assailants in both locations. Near the Charles de Gaulle airport north of Paris, police shot dead Sherif and Saïd Kouachi, who had been holed up at a printing house all day. The brothers are prime suspects in Wednesday's shooting deaths of 12 people at the Charlie Hebdo magazine in Paris. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
President Obama speaking today about the violent acts.
We're hopeful that the immediate threat is now resolved, thanks to the courage and professionalism of the French personnel on the ground. But the French government continues to face the threat of terrorism and has to remain vigilant.
French authorities are also seeking a woman described as an accomplice to one of the gunmen, Hayat Boumediene. Initial reports from the scene said she may have escaped in the confusion as other shoppers fled the store. Nigeria says its forces have launched counterattacks against Boko Haram militants currently holding the northeastern town of Baga and a key military base since last Saturday. The government says it has been pursuing the militants since then and has conducted several airstrikes against them. This is VOA News. A U.S. judge has sentenced a radical Islamist preacher to life in prison 8 months after he was convicted of federal terrorism charges. The judge on Friday imposed the sentence on Mustafa Kamel Mustafa, commonly known as Abu Hamza, at a federal court in New York City. Last May, Mr. Hamza was convicted on all 11 counts he faced of providing material support to terrorists. The United States has issued a global travel warning following recent terrorist attacks by Islamic militants. In a statement yesterday, the U.S. State Department said kidnappings and hostage events involving U.S. citizens have become increasingly prevalent around the world and urged U.S. citizens to maintain a high level of vigilance. The State Department cited Europe as a place where there's growing likelihood of terrorist attacks as European members of the Islamic State return from the Middle East. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed legislation approving the construction of a controversial oil pipeline. VOA's William Gallo says the move followed a key court ruling that removes a major obstacle to the long-delayed project.
Friday was the 10th time since 2011 that the House has passed a bill approving the Keystone XL oil pipeline. But this time, the move is bolstered by a court decision that could make it more likely the $7 billion project moves forward. The Nebraska Supreme Court on Friday approved a route for the nearly 2,000-kilometer pipeline to cross the Midwestern state. Speaking Friday during House debate, Republican Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy said the president now has no reason to veto the bill, as he's promised to do.
There was a legal concern. Well, the Supreme Court dealt with that.
On Friday, a White House spokesman said the president is studying the Nebraska decision, but stressed that if the bill shows up on his desk, it will not be signed. William Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
Now, supporters say it would improve energy infrastructure and create jobs, but critics say the project will hurt the environment. A report from the UN mission in South Sudan says fighters from the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition killed 287 people at a Benchu mosque and 19 people at a Benchu hospital last April, soon after the rebels seized control of the town from government forces. The mission says its report is based on physical evidence and interviews collected in South Sudan soon after the killings. Four Ukrainian soldiers and at least as many civilians died Friday near the Russian border in an upsurge of fighting that comes ahead of a meeting top foreign diplomats are trying to salvage, a four-way peace summit. Ukraine officials link the casualties to artillery shelling by pro-Russian rebels. In Kyiv, meanwhile, authorities announced ministerial talks on Monday by top diplomats of Germany, Russia, Ukraine, and France in a push to clarify the time frame and agenda for a possible summit. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with two of the great singers of the day, Dee Dee Bridgewater and Nina Freelon, as we salute Billie Holiday on Jazz America. Yes, I've had some conversation not long ago with both Dee Dee Bridgewater and Nina Freelon after they had released their Salutes to Billie Holiday. Beautiful work, and we'll hear from that and talk to them about the legacy of Billie Holiday, her triumphs and her tragedy at the same time. What an incredible spirit she was. What an incredible talent. And Nina and Dee Dee are two of the greats of jazz vocalizing today, and perfect to salute and illuminate the story of Billie Holiday, as well as the music, of course. But first, let's get into the music of Miles Davis, who had such an influence on so many wonderful musicians who are active today. Among them, a gentleman who on the 10th of January turns 62 years old, guitarist Mike Stern. He worked with Miles Davis during the 1980s when he returned from a seven-year hiatus from making music, and he did it with a bang with the album Man with a Horn. Now, Miles was known to be, shall we say, playful with the young musicians in his band. He was always joking them. As a matter of fact, the song you're about to hear is titled Fat Time. That was his nickname for Mike Stern. Let's enjoy Mike Stern on guitar with Miles Davis in the band from Man with a Horn and Fat Time to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. Thank you.
from the 1966 release, This Is Chris. One of the most overlooked alto saxophonists of the bebop era and beyond, Sonny Chris, and his version of the Cole Porter classic, Love for Sale, which, of course, Billie Holiday made famous, along with many other folks, too. One of the greatest songs of the great American songbook, Love for Sale. Sonny Chris, who maybe was overlooked a bit because he was an enormous talent, as you just heard, partly because he moved from his original home in Memphis, Tennessee, instead of to New York City, the center of bebop, to Los Angeles and became a big part of the West Coast scene. Well, let's return to our conversation with Dee Dee Bridgewater as she gives us more insight into the incredible spirit and talent and what she endured in her life. We're talking about Billie Holiday, of course. Dee Dee Bridgewater joins us to talk about her and then to sing one of Billie Holiday's classics here on VOA's Jazz America.
I have in front of me Eleonora Fagan, mm-hmm. to Billie with love from mm-hmm. Dee Dee Bridgewater. Mm-hmm. And you're not the only person to salute Billie Holiday, and it is an interesting thing to take on the person. And for folks listening around the world, they know the name Billie Holiday, but they don't know her as a person as well as you do. You obviously, as an actress as well as a vocalist, had to submerge yourself into her spirit and her soul as well as her voice and her music, did you not?
Yes, I did.
And what did you discover that maybe nobody else would know about the kind of person she was? I mean, triumphant and tragic.
I think extremely triumphant. Billie was a fiercely independent human being, that she was able to stand after all of the adversity that she suffered in her life, you know, is just miraculous to me. I know from when I did it the first time, I ran into so many musicians who had worked with her. And the general thing that I came away with from talking to all these different musicians was that she was really funny.
Yeah.
She cursed like a sailor. And she loved to cook. She wasn't the best cook, but she loved to cook. And so when the cats would be on the road, she loved to, you know, if they'd be holed up someplace, she loved to cook for everybody.
Well, there you have, from Dee Dee Bridgewater, a little bit more of an idea of what Billie Holiday was really like as a person. She's investigated her very deeply. Well, she's investigated her music very deeply, too, and let's hear one of her songs, her interpretation of Billie Holiday's classic song, Fine and Mellow, on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
1944, Lester Young and his quintet featuring Count Basie on piano with Jump, Lester Jump. And he's the man they called Prez. And they called him that because Billie Holiday gave him that name. And Lester Young gave her the name Lady Day. They were like brother and sister. As a matter of fact, Lester Young even shared the apartment with Billie Holiday and her mother for a short time, so they were almost like family, and made music together that was absolutely some of the finest in the history of jazz. Prez and Lady Day. You're going to hear more about the story of Billie Holiday and more of the music that she made famous, interpretation by Nina Freelon. That's coming up later this hour. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received not long ago, and it reads as follows. Hello, Russ Davis. I was with you this morning, and it was such a great show. The piece you played for the Chinese listener, titled Guoka, from the 2006 album Beyond the Wall by Kenny Garrett, is so amazing. I was like, whoa, this is jazz at its peak. Can you let us hear another composition from that album? Thanks and have a great day. Nana K. Ampoma from Ghana. Nana, it would be my pleasure to play another piece of music from Kenny Garrett's brilliant work Beyond the Wall, which was inspired by the blending of Asian culture and American culture. In fact, Chinese culture. Here is the title cut from Beyond the Wall just for you on VOA's Jazz America. 1957, the year that Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry, Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis were in the midst of the rock and roll revolution, there was a swing and jazz guitar revolution going on too, a one-man revolution called Tal Farlow. From the album The Swingin' Guitar of Tal Farlow, that's his version of Yardbird Suite here on VOA's Jazz America. I wanted to play that for you because, first, it's a beautiful piece of jazz guitar history, and secondly, because Tal Farlow was born in the state of North Carolina, and that's where Nina Freelon makes her home these days, in Durham, North Carolina, alongside Branford Marsalis and others who've moved to that beautiful state on the Atlantic coast. Nina Freelon joins us again to give us some more thoughts about Billie Holiday and then sing one of her famous songs here on VOA's Jazz America.
Your presentation in honor of her is not retrospective either. You obviously know a lot about her. And like I said earlier, it wasn't a singer with a gardenia in the hair imagining themselves as Billie Holiday. This, can you get a little bit more into that?
Well, she sang to her time. She was absolutely the most, putting a gardenia in your hair was the hip thing to do because she did it.
Right.
Hip is of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It ceases to be hip if you imitate it and don't understand it or if you just do it because someone else did it. That's not what hip is.
I hear you. You know, my daughter asked me one time, you know, what does cool mean, Daddy? Everybody says cool. And I just blurted out, whatever's appropriate.
At the moment.
Right. At the moment.
At the moment.
Right.
Yes, it's momentary. She sang to her time. I sing to my time. I'm interested in the once and future life of Billie Holiday. Not just the once, but the future. So my mind is curious about what does the modern jazz singer have to bring to the table? How can he or she remain relevant in these days and in these times? How can we keep this music vibrant and at the cutting edge the way it was in 1939?
Billie Holiday doing reggae, you know, I could imagine her doing it.
Why not?
I could imagine her doing it. Yeah, you're right.
And I'm not saying that Billie Holiday's life was uncomplicated. It certainly was not, but she dealt with her reality. I'm dealing with mine.
Willow weep for me. Willow weep for me. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. Listen to my plea. Hear me, willow, and weep for me. Sighing, yeah, and crying all
A different take on that standard Willow, Weep for Me, the Billie Holiday made famous years ago. Nina Freelon making it famous all over again from her album, her salute to Billie Holiday, Sketches of Billie Holiday. Here's another one-of-a-kind musician just like Ms. Holiday, Thelonious Monk, with his song Jackieing from 1959. Featuring Thad Jones on cornet, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Sam Jones on bass, and Arthur Taylor on drums on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bill Frisell, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Interesting projects of 2014, Guitar in the Space Age. That's Bill Frisell, Messin' with the Kids, songs that he grew up listening to in the 50s and 60s. This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of Jazz America, and I hope you'll join me for the next edition of the program as I take you backstage to the New York City Jazz Club, Birdland, for my last conversation ever with the late, great NEA jazz master, pianist, composer, and band leader, Cedar Walton. We'll chat with Cedar Walton from 2012, less than a year before he passed away in 2013, and I know you'll enjoy his comments and his wonderful music next week on Jazz America.